It's The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, a show for curious cooks and eaters. I'm Francis Lamb. Now, if you're listening to this, chances are that you love Mexican food. And I know that because just about everyone in America loves Mexican food. 25 years ago, we found out that Americans spent more money on salsa than they do on ketchup. And a study last year revealed that Mexican restaurants are the second most common kind of restaurant in America, edging out pizzerias. So this week, we want to take a look at some of the ways Mexican food looks and tastes and feels in America today. Now, what we don't have is a full tour of Mexican food across the country, and honestly, you might be a little appalled that we don't have a story from the Southwest or from Chicago, for that matter, but that's kind of the point. Because there are so many stories to tell, and so many ideas of what Mexican food is in America, there's no way we'd fit them all into an hour, or maybe even to a lifetime. But we're thrilled about what we do have. A fascinating story about the restaurant that inspired Taco Bell, a chat with a chef on how to make tacos with whatever you have in your fridge, a conversation about Mexican food in a surprising corner of the South, and there are bourbon marinated carnitas involved, and a pastry chef gives us a masterclass in flan. But if you want to talk about Mexican food, you kind of have to start with a tortilla. In its industrial form, you know, a tortilla is basically an edible plate or like a super handy glove made out of food, which, you know, I'm not really going to knock, but if you get to the heart of a great tortilla, if you get to taste real corn and feel its chew and how it gives everything you eat with it a grassy taste of earth, well, then you're talking about something special. You're talking about tortillas as they were meant to be. Now, Jorge Gaviria is obsessed with tortillas as they were meant to be. He's the head of a company called Macienda that's all about supporting people who grow native varieties of corn in Mexico and using traditional methods to make truly delicious tortillas here in the U.S. So Jorge's here to tell us about what makes a tortilla great. So Jorge, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Francis. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I have to ask you a question, and that is, I'm sure you know this guy, I know this guy, everyone knows this guy. The guy who always, like, every time you have a pizza, he's like, well, you know, the crust is the best part of the pizza. Like, that guy is always, he always has to say that, right?
Right.
So why is it that no one knows anyone who says when you have a taco, well, the tortilla is the best part of a taco?
You know, I think fortunately that's changing. And we have a lot of people to thank for that, you know, a lot.